Thank you, Mrs. Brunt. So things have moved on a bit. You remember Paul, the persecutor, was changed into a preacher. He travelled to various places preaching. And one place he came to on his journeys was called Philippi, an important city in northern Greece. I'm told gold was mined there. Got any gold? I got a gold wedding ring. Maybe that's the only gold I've got. But when Paul was in that city, he went outside the gate to the river and he found some women praying there. Did you listen to the reading? One woman was called Lydia. Her work was to sell purple cloth. And Paul spoke to those women. And we're told God opened Lydia's heart and she became a believer in Jesus, like Paul, the preacher, had. And you know, God still works like that sometimes. 2008, people hear about the love of Jesus for them. They hear that Jesus died to take away the blame and punishment for the wrong they've done. They hear that God raised Jesus to new life. They hear that God can still change people from not believing in Jesus to doing so. Has God brought about that change in your life yet? It's what the Holiday Club is about. We won't put pressure, unfair pressure on children, but we want them to have the opportunity to hear that God loves them and Jesus loves them, and young as they are, they can begin to trust him and follow him. Well, soon, as they will learn this coming week, as we look at the letter that Paul wrote to them, the Christians, because a church was formed in Philippi. And one of the things they did, as I mentioned, was to take bread and wine to remember the death of Jesus for them. That's why Christians do this. They've done it all down the years since then, and we still do it. The bread has a meaning. It reminds us that the body of Jesus was broken for us. And the wine, it remains wine when we drink it, but it reminds us of or represents the blood of Jesus that was shed when he was crucified. So children who believe in Jesus and want to eat the bread and the wine, we suggest that in a moment when I tell you, you go and sit with your parents or another grown-up who brought you here today, and they will help you decide if the time is right for you to start eating the bread and the wine. But to come back to Paul, after he went to Philippi, he himself was put in prison. What he wanted to do to other people happened to him. And he wrote this lovely letter to the Christians in Philippi. In the Holiday Club this week, the children will be learning from parts of that letter. But I've got a suggestion to make to the grown-ups. I don't know whether you've ever read a whole Bible book in one go. I wonder if you could do that, to kind of identify with the children this week. Could you look for a time when you could sit down and read the whole of Paul's letter to Philippians in one go? It's 4 pages in my Bible. You could read some of it out loud if you wanted to, but perhaps not, just read it in your head or a bit of both. Depending upon how fast you read, I think it would take about 15 minutes. Could be 15 minutes well worth investing. Let's pray and then we'll sing a hymn. Lord God, we thank you that you changed Paul from one who hated Christians and didn't believe in Jesus to one who did. We thank you that through his preaching, you opened the hearts of others as well, and they came to follow Jesus. And Lord God, you know many of us here, thank you, because in times past you've opened our heart. You've shown us your love and the love of Jesus for us. You've shown us the problem we have because of our wrongdoing, and the answer that Jesus is through his death and resurrection. But we pray for others, whatever age, amongst us this morning, Lord, that if they've not yet come to this position, you will show yourself to them, help them to understand, open their hearts so they trust Jesus, and maybe, Lord, bring across their path, even this morning, other Christians who can help them. And we ask all these things with our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.